are parents, some mostly parents of color who are dealing with our children. We're struggling to push ahead with our children. We're struggling to heal our own hurts and live our own lives and deal with our spouses and deal with our aging parents and figuring out what addiction looks like and what mental illness looks like, and just trying to muddle through. So this is, I hope you all think of this as a space that will help you on those days when muddling through doesn't seem so easy. Like Kelly and I were talking this morning. This has been a week. And you just need people to support you and love you and someone to tell you that you can get to Monday from here. You know, you will get to Monday. You will have the strength to deal with today's problems, and you will build up strength to deal with tomorrow's problems. So with that, we all of us, or I guess a lot of us, have kids that are ending their school years. Some people are graduating. What's happening out there? What are you guys feeling? What are you thinking? What are your needs? You can either post in the chat, or just talk.
Yeah, for me, it's about we're selling our house, downsizing. It closes
You mean you
tomorrow.
sold your house?
We've sold the house, and it's a huge transition because this is the only house. And really, the kids have known, like, as they're, as they got older. So it's a
Right.
major transition.
Because you that when you had that other house, they were real young.
They were younger, and then we moved to Texas, and they were 3 and 5, and then came back, and then we, yeah. So we've been here, and so it's a major transition. It's a wonderful, it's a good positive transition, but it's major, and I have a lot to do on top of the normal, a lot to do. So that has
Right.
given me, I think words have power, so I'm not going to say anxiety, but I have my head is feeling a little anxiety. I feel a little anxiety about all that I have to
It's
get done.
okay to feel anxiety. It's o it, or experience anxiety, because someone told me you don't have it, you're experiencing it, right? It's okay to be anxious. I'll just put it that way. You know, as we've sat with you all these years, now going on like over 4 and a half, you know, we've been able to enjoy your beautiful house in the background. And that's just one small part of it. For those of you who haven't seen it, it's a beautiful home. But my mom always used to say there's a season, like the Bible says, there's a season for everything. And maybe this is your season for
Absolutely.
getting rid of the, you know, moving past what you've had and moving on to a new space.
Absolutely. I've been saying purging forward. That's my phrase.
Oh,
Purging
wow. I
forward.
love that. Purging forward.
Literally, figuratively, all of it. Yeah. So that's what I'm dealing with. And then last night I had a wonderful time with, I call him little Chris. He's not little at all, but he's still my second and youngest. And we went to a gala. That was really lovely. Having mommy son time. So it's interesting how you can be dealing with a crisis, like many of us have dealt with crises on these calls or on with our children, but you get to a place where it's like, wow, we're over the hump. And that's a beautiful thing.
Right. When I was went online this morning when I was speaking with Kelly, Kelly had a picture of Chris up, and you know, I remember when he was born. So to see him looking like a GQ model is a little bit jarring, you know. Are y'all anybody celebrating anything? Anybody struggling with anything? An anniversary? Or I wanted to also just sort of interject that, you know, May and June are also times when Mother's Day and Father's Day is celebrated. And that oftentimes brings up a lot of feelings about ourselves as parents, but it also makes us think about our parents. And fortunately for me, it this year it was more sweeter than bitter, thinking about all the things and the blessings of having a good mother and father. You know, being a psychologist, it just brings that really home, the power of positive and good parenting. But what are y'all thinking about? Kelly, what do you think about when you think about your parenting? Why people are warming up out there today.
Yeah, this year was so Mother's Day. I still have my mom. That's a blessing. And she was here. That was amazing. Father's Day is more difficult without my dad. But it's been 12 years since he died. But it seems like yesterday for anybody that's lost a parent. It's okay. I feel really blessed that the boys were home. For the most part, healthy. So like turning the cover, turning the page.
And have you been out, have you had any opportunities lately to go out and talk through the Sunrise Project or about mental health, or what have you
Yes,
been
we've
doing
done some work
professionally?
at the we were at the White House. When was that? A few weeks ago. Did some work in another place. All of it's escaping me because I'm a little tired this morning. But yes, we're working to really amplify the work that we do. And then we have this new Brothers Unfiltered session for men, which is the third Thursday of the month. So that we're working to build. And then I see Shawana is on. I think that's Shawana. Shawana Roberts has completed an incredible book that was birthed here out of the Sunrise Project and will be coming soon. It's all about preserving your wishes and coming from Shawana's story that she shared here about losing her father and then and her mother's journey with Alzheimer's. And so we collaborated. Shawana wrote this incredible book, but it's coming. It's a Sunrise Project production called Before I Die. And it's an incredible workbook that allows you to preserve your wishes and where all your records are and all that. And so I'm really excited about that and proud of Shawana. I think I see her face. I'm pretty sure
Oh,
she.
I want one of those. Can
Yeah, so this is coming.
is there any way that
It'll be done in
those
this
links
month.
or
Yes, it'll be on Amazon this
okay.
month. So more to come
Kelly,
on.
that's me. I'm here.
Oh, wonderful.
Good
Hello.
morning.
Good
Good morning.
morning.
Good morning. So
So
that's a
it'll be,
positive.
when will it be available?
June 14th.
Okay.
All
Or
right.
make sure that we have the link so the next call and the next calls that we can post the link.
Yeah, it'll be on the website and all that good stuff. I know Dee had a graduation this week.
Yes, ma'am. Dee, how you doing?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, super long weekend. My youngest graduated from high school on Friday, and we had his celebration at the house last night. I think the last guest left at 1 a.m.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and then now I'm headed to Stafford, Virginia. My oldest son has a swim meet this morning. So
Oof.
life keeps lifing.
Y'all swim moms. Ooh,
Yeah.
swim life
So
is hard.
I have something, Dr. McGee, and a couple things. I really appreciate you for having this session to give us an opportunity to just speak and speak candidly and just seek advice, counsel on several things. Kelly, congratulations on the sale of the home. I know, like you said, you're just purging forward, but I know what you're going through. So, Dr. McGee, here's my thing. I was married for almost 21 years. I have two daughters, and
How
most
old
of
are your
that time,
daughters?
one will be 25 in August, and one is 20. So all of my life that I can remember being an adult, I poured into them, and I poured into my ex. So ensuring that, like Dee said, that they get to swim lessons, they get to do these extracurricular activities, they get to travel. Being the rock for my ex, supporting his dream, uplifting him, just doing all of those things. But what I realized, because my daughter graduated from college, now she lives in New York, and my younger one goes to school in LA, so it's just me, that I never took the opportunity to pour into me. But now that I'm at this age, it is really hard for me to say, okay, who is Shawana? And Kelly knows this. When I moved from New York to Charlotte, I changed my email to just Shawana. I'm just Shawana. I'm not a mother. I'm not a wife or an ex-wife. I'm just Shawana. But I am struggling to identify who am I now? Like, who am I? And I'm not anxious, but I feel like I need to figure that out before I can move forward. And everything that I'm doing right now may not be in the direction of who I am or I'm supposed to be.
Well, Shawana, I think like when you have that oldest reach 25, I do also in August. I feel like it's sort of a critical point. But the one thing I want to just emphasize about this journey is that it doesn't happen when we think it's going to happen. Like you, when we look at literature and we see people around us, sometimes we think that we're going to like come into our own in our 40s or come into our own in our 30s. And a lot of times a woman's life is bifurcated and separated into sections, right? You have a mom section, you have a career section, you have, a husband section, and a lot of time, and you have elderly parents section. And a lot of times, because of our day-to-day lives and we're working, we kind of lose who we are, and we lose how we're moving, how we're developing, and what we're becoming. And but one of the things that I sort of lamented about during COVID was that I felt like I was so old to be sort of making these kind of shifts and thinking about what my needs were. But what conclusion I came to through a lot of reflection and prayer was it comes when it comes. So, but it, you're right, it does bring anxiety when we reach a certain point in our lives and that we don't know who we are. But there's a couple of things I want to say, and I'm hoping that it makes sense. One is that it's more like you have to discover who you are. You have been developing and growing and changing because of life's event, because of your divorce, because of your kids, because of you and your spirituality. You've been changing and evolving. You just may not be in touch with who that person is. And so some of this battle is not like trying to go out there and find an identity, is to discover the one that is already there and discover the you that has developed while life has been occurring. And the other thing is to just let it be, right? It's going to happen when it happens. Now you have the time. So the one way that, and a lot of it defies organization. You can't like organize finding yourself. But what you can do is this, is just like what you did in the book. Give yourself some projects that you want to work on. How can I start exploring my creative self? I've always been interested in this. I'd like to look into that. Give yourself permission to take on a couple of projects about that have to do with you, your interests, discovering who you are, things you always wanted to do. Whether that's like sit on your roof, sit at your pool, at a pool for a summer or whatever it is, just start exploring you. Does that make sense?
No, that definitely makes sense in terms of timing. But one word that you said that really resonated, you said battle. And I immediately thought this, that song by Yolanda Ann Adams, "This battle is not yours, it's the Lord." So you're right. So this is extremely helpful. I appreciate that.
But what you've done so far with that book, you're on the right track, girl. I mean, you really are.
Thank
And
you.
that's going to be a blessing to a particularly a lot of our people that do not have, including like all these celebrities that do not have anything down or in writing or anything. So I just think that already you've done by putting that out there in the world, you've shown yourself what your values are. And I just think you're going to keep uncovering and discovering more.
Yes, that is the prayer, Linda. Thank you.
Hi, Dr. Linda.
Hi.
I have a question. What are some tips that you can share with us as Black women, I'm going to say, of this generation? Most of us here are that sandwich generation, taking care of children, grandchildren, parents, jobs. In addition, you add that to all of the noise going on in the world. Can you just help us who kind of live out this superwoman syndrome, but exhausted all the time? I feel like this space on Sunday is just a place to exhale.
Yep. And we don't have to be And I'm not making fun of no group or anything. We don't have to be the chief officer. We don't have to be the head. This we can just be, right? Basically, if I get the gist of your question, and please, I'm gonna pause and correct me if I'm wrong. How do we like get some respite from this things that we've taken on, and how does this conceptualization of Superwoman sort of enter into the fray?
That's exactly my question, because there is
Yeah.
always something to do
And
that seems important. Like, if I don't do this right
yes,
now, the world's gonna
it
fall
is,
apart.
but you know what? If you leave it on that list, this is what I've discovered, and you sound like me, and Kelly's the same. We're driven people, right? But you know what? If when you take that day off, the world continues to spin. The sun comes up the next day. You might get an email from somebody that says, "Where's my blank?" You know, I now get that because, you know, quite frequently, "Where's my," you know. But you, I cannot put this any stronger. There is no such thing as a superwoman. Okay, we have some things that we say to ourselves that are just not true, and they are killing us literally, right? There is no such thing as a superwoman. Black women, because of the stressors, we are super vulnerable to mental and physical and even spiritual ailments because we take on everything. We take on too much, and we don't tell people know enough. And I am speaking from the heart here. We don't tell our family no enough, right? We might even sometimes stand up to employers and people like that, but we are taking in all those things that we think as superwomen we're handling, and it's making us sick. It's giving us diabetes and high blood pressure. And every Black woman says, "I am so tired." You know why? Because you are tired. Okay. Your body, and not just your body, but your mind and your spirit are tired. And we are taking too many incursions into our own bodies and our minds and our spirits by assuming that superwoman role. So for those of you on this line that are women, that this is that I'm speaking to you right on, I want you to say right now, tell yourself there's no such thing as superwoman. My body needs rest. My body needs nutrition. My body needs a day where mommy is not the word that I hear 5,000 times and I respond each and every time. My spirit needs to not take on my husband's problems. This is real talk here. It's okay for me to say I'm gonna do something that meets my needs and not his on any given day. So please know that this racial-based trauma, this female-based trauma that we all go through, we've had many shows about this. It's cumulative, so it builds up in our systems. And while we're telling everybody we're superwoman, we're holding it in, it's driving our blood pressure up, right? It's driving us to eat things that aren't good for us. We're not sleeping, you know? Our bodies are stagnant. Our spirits are weighed down. So what I want people to sort of take from this is we can do better than this, but it goes with starting with putting down that notion of superwoman, right? Putting down that, picking up the notion that, so if we say to ourselves, "I'm not superwoman, superwoman doesn't exist," the number two thing that we have to work on, and this is internal, is I am worthy of being taken care of. I am important. I am an entity apart from all these other people. I am a spiritual being, and I am worthy of respect, love, and I have to start with me, right? You have to start loving and respecting yourself. People have asked me, like, how I have done, you know, try to get my body in shape. And I fear that I can't answer them because it has involved years of working on that I'm worthy of it. I'm worthy of spending time on myself, taking the hour to grocery shop, telling people no in order to do that, not taking on that project, letting my husband take some of the weight, asking him to take some of the weight. Right. So it's cumulative and it's generational. That's the last thing I want to talk about when I talk about trauma. So that trauma that you're sitting there with yourself on, what you went through, how you were parented, it goes through your children too. So if you're not, even if you don't want to like work through this for yourself, think about stopping generational curses. Right. But I want to just say one more thing. And we're going to do more programming around this. Kelly and I've been we've been talking about this. We're going to do some retreats because this is real talk right here. You know, Black women are literally killing themselves to keep that facade that we have it all together up.
Yes.
Kelly, what resonates with you?
Oh, that I am worthy. I have
Yeah.
a big thing in my in Florida. The first thing you see when you walk in, it says, "I'm worthy of it all." It's a big so I love that.
I
I'm in
went to Kelly's place a few years ago by myself, and that was one of the beginning points of my journey into like, you gotta figure out with what we were saying earlier, figure out who the heck are you and why did you bury yourself all those years, right? Why did you bury your needs? That to the point where you don't even know what they are. You know, so combining all these conversations and Kelly and I's private conversation earlier about shopping and all these things that we use for proxies to make ourselves feel better about ourselves.
Absolutely. That's a great question. And there's a comment in the chat that I want to read. It says, my 27-year-old recently was tested and has a diagnosis of autism spectrum disorder level one, requiring low support needs. The diagnosis is giving some clarity to his lived experience, is also reducing some uncertainty, and is helping him feel less unusual and more understood. I am happy for him and what lies ahead. But I still feel a little overwhelmed with all the information and continue to struggle with having faith over fear that this diagnosis will not define him.
Well, it is fear, right? And I'm going to name that and throw it out there that because of our lived experience in this country, we think that an additional diagnosis is a death knell, right? And I want Dee to weigh in on this one also, but it's not. I am so happy that you got some clarity because it does help a person understand why their relationships, why their careers, why their walk through life is so different from what they see around them. And fortunately, this is happening in a time where people are as open in our community to neurodiversity as they've ever been. And I'm not saying that we don't have a long way to go, and I'm not saying that it's not going to be a struggle to identify resources and trying to find a path for your son to find his own path. But the one thing that you can work on is working through sorting, helping him to sort through, but helping yourself to sort through that fear. And what does that fear mean? Does it mean that you feel like you might not have done everything you could? Does it mean that you worry about his future? Does it mean that you know, you're worried about what the world would do to him? He's made it till 27. Okay. And you know, what my advice to you is to access resources. When I get done talking, I'm gonna put some in the chat. There are all kinds of groups now. There's several Black groups that are centered around autism. And I fully urge your son to plug himself into some of them to get some support and guidance. But for you also to get some support, because navigating these diagnoses is hard. It's like a reflection on our views of ourselves, of our parenting, of our fears, of our fears of for the country. I mean, it's very complicated when you have a child that has a clinical diagnosis. So, and it involves a grief process on one hand, because you're reconciling the child that's really in front of you versus the one that's in your mind and heart. But it also is a process by which you have to adapt to this new world that you're living in. I urge you to not only help him get support, but to get support yourself. And there are many groups that that provide such support. And I'm gonna put a couple in there in the
That's good.
chat.
Thank you.
Dee, I don't know if you can hear, but do you have any advice for
She's
this?
driving with Lawrence, so I'm
Oh,
not
okay.
sure if she's able to
Okay.
talk with me.
All
She's
right.
heading to that swim meet that I weigh out in
Okay.
Stafford, Virginia.
Okay.
So, but Dee also runs a disability advocacy organization that's incredible called Disability Bridge and has taught us so much about disabilities, both visible and non-visible. And there was a, and Dee was on with Lawrence, her incredible son, Lawrence, one of her children, about maybe 6 weeks ago. So if you're interested in learning more about what Dee shared, that link is on our website, Dee Sapp. And she's got an incredibly talented, brilliant young man named Lawrence, who has auti who's autistic and also a Paralympian and all these amazing things and brilliant, which is wonderful.
There's a podcast called The Stoop. .org that has a podcast on Black, grown, and autistic. So, I'm putting all of this in the chat.
Awesome. Thank you. And if you're on your phone and you want to come off of mute, feel free to hit star six. That's the way to get off. Or if you're on video or on Zoom, feel free to come off of me if you'd like. Or you can put a note in the chat if that's more comfortable. Any other thoughts or people want to share anything this morning?
Hello, Kelly.
Good morning. Yes.
Good morning. This is Cordelia.
Good
I
morning.
am loving this conversation. Oh my God, how I've missed being here. I haven't been in actually a couple of months now. I'm
Well,
so
welcome
happy.
back. Happy you're
Thank
here.
you. Thank you. I'm so happy to hear so many women willing to open themselves up to find themselves. And I want to offer myself as a resource, if that's okay. I literally started my business to help mothers to create a sustainable practices of self-nurturing, because I have six children, and it was overwhelming for me. And I was like, I'm not going to succumb to motherhood and wifehood and all those things. And so, I just want to offer myself as a resource. I do have a podcast called The Free to Be Show, and there's an episode I actually did with Vicky about soul forgiveness. And that is something that I think many people would resonate with here. And so, with your permission, I'll put that particular episode in the chat.
Sure, yes, please. Thank you. That would be great. And we all love Dr. Vicky, and please share the information. That's what this is all about.
Absolutely.
So thank you. There are several.
One of the things that I have been saying about us getting where we need to be as a community, and particularly, we're talking about women right at this exact minute, is that it's not we you for yourself, you have to find what is the right combination, right? Is it therapy? Is it travel? Is it somatic healer? I am not a person that thinks that therapy is the answer for everyone. I'm never have been, and I never will be. And for those of us who need people of color to tend to us, there's no way all of us are gonna have a therapist, because there's not enough of us. So, and one of the things that I've been doing is trying to find like groups and communities and charities and grant providers that can, and healers that can work with our children and can work with us. So you might just need a coach to get you out there walking, or a 6-week exercise class, or to join a new church, or get in an online Bible study. But try to start figuring out, based on what's been rolling through your head and what you need, right? Whether it's a podcast, or, I haven't taken, someone told me the other day they haven't taken a vacation in 20 years. And I asked her, what would you do if you could, right? And she like had 5 things that immediately came to mind. I'm like, well, that sounds like the next few years. So good. Cordelia, thank you for putting that up there. There's find your right combination. Run your own race. My solution may not be right for you, but if you listen to yourself, like I've been having in my head, I want to do more yoga. That's been rolling through my head for years. And I'm like, okay, it's time to sort of heed that call, right? So just listen to what your body's telling you. My body's was telling me it needed to be lighter. It just didn't feel right, right? Anybody have something that your body is telling you? Cordelia is a somatic healer. Good for you. So there you go. Cordelia, put your contact information in the chat.
Yes, and she also put the link to the episode with Dr. Mm-hmm. Vicki Johnson in the chat as well.
I love what you said, Dr. Linda, about finding your right combination. Mm-hmm. That is so liberating for so many people, because mm-hmm. we always often hear, get a therapist, get a therapist, get a therapist, mm-hmm. and immediately limiting beliefs pop up. I can't afford mm-hmm. a therapist. I don't have insurance. What am I going to do? What are people going to think? So just the permission granted mm-hmm. to find your right combination is powerful, mm-hmm. to include community. Like you said, finding a community of women, finding other moms, finding other women. And if you can't find a community, I say create one, mm-hmm. right? Where you're just spending time together. So thank you for that. And just thank you for your generosity of spirit and wisdom and knowledge here on this call, because there are so many women who are listening that I know they're on the call. I can see them, who I mm-hmm. know this is like water to their soul. So right. just thank you for giving us permission to ask for help and to create combinations, your word, that works for us. My body is telling me be lighter too. Like, get outside and walk. Put that bread down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, and it didn't have anything to do. It doesn't have anything a lot of times to do with a scale, right? Right. It's just like what we know. You roll over and you're like, this ain't right, you know? Your body knows where it needs to be, but you're right. First of all, I wanted to say thank you for saying that. And when you said that the women were on the call, it just made me think that not just the 20 women that might be on the call, but the hundreds of women that they might touch in the next few weeks, to say to someone, are you getting support? How can I support you? Some things that have happened to me recently have made me realize that it's okay to receive support.
That's right.
And to tell people are like, what do you need? And I'm like, you know what? I need support. So okay. I need you to call and check in on me. Mm-hmm. I need you to come and ask me if I want to take a walk. Mm-hmm. I need mm-hmm. you to come to the Starbucks, which is me and Kelly right around the corner from my house. Yeah. Me and Kelly's come to Jesus place.
That's right.
When we really gotta get to it. Mm-hmm. And she and I are gonna do that soon, I think.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But it's okay to tell people what you need. Like I said, I just felt like, wow, I'm always the person that does this.
You're the
but
person this, listening.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. you know what? I am going to tell people in this next couple of weeks that I need support. Mm-hmm. Because that also is taking me away from that superwoman.
And this, even all the 30 people that are here today can mm-hmm. be that support group for mm-hmm. you, because you're here every right. month.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And You know, sometimes it's just that text that say, Kelly, I know you're going through it, and I just want you to know this week, I love you. Right? Like sometimes when you get that message on them days, you know, so be that for someone else and receive that when people are sending you that to you.
Yes, that's really helpful. Oh, yes, many people have done that for me recently, and that's been, what does it say? For water to my soul. Absolutely. I love that phrase as well. Absolutely.
Love
Awesome.
that too. Just we need a balm. No, I'm not gonna preach a sermon because I'm not called to that. But we need solace and hugs and someone to say, Kelly, you know, you've done a good job. Stop beating yourself up. And I'm using Kelly as an example, but that is for everybody listening. You took the love for your child and you did the best you could. And even if you didn't, forgive yourself, move on.
Move on. Purge forward. Purge forward. Absolutely. Yes. Thank you for that. It looks like another person's come off of mute. I don't know if you wanted to share a comment, thought, or another back on mute. Okay.
Yes, tell someone that you're a great mom today. Listen with curiosity to another sister mother. Just listen. How are you doing? No, how are you really doing? And just take 10 minutes to let them talk. Because trust me, they're looking for somebody that they can really talk to and not and drop that front and not be that person in charge. Tapering from what has been your experience of best taper method? Jermaine, so someone asked me for this about drugs. That one I'm gonna take offline. But I will say generally for people that are trying to get off of legal medication and to and taper from legal medication to definitely consult a psychiatrist, one who is trained in these particular things. Do use your search engine, your Google search engine to find a person and ask a lot of questions. If you have people in your network that will talk to you, get information from other parents. But you can also email me. I'll put my email in the chat and I can refer you to psychiatrists who might be able to help.
I do think referring to somebody, and I have a wonderful psychiatrist, Dr. Angela Brantley. She's a Black woman who I adore. She's been really helpful.
It is really helpful to have doctors at your disposal that you can ask questions with. I particularly like the fact that like my OBGYN now takes messages, right? You can actually just go write them messages now. And you know, they get back to you when you do that. So, you know, having those professionals that you can at least ask questions of, I think is really helpful. And you said Angela Brantley.
Dr. Angela Brantley, I can put her information in here in the chat. She does, we do Zoom calls, but she's been helpful with
And you know, now for those of you, I think I mention this all the time because I worked on it, was one of my pet projects for when I was head of the Maryland Psychological Association. We psychologists, some psychiatrists, and now social workers and counselors, we now have these PACs, these regional and national PACs, so that we don't have to get individually licensed in all the states, and we have the ability to do telehealth. So it doesn't always have to be in your region since we're doing a lot by telehealth. So, you know, a lot of times when you these people advertise and you look at their site, they'll say, like mine says, that I'm legit licensed, I'm directly licensed in Maryland and Delaware. But because of this thing, CyPAC, I can practice telehealth in now up to 40, I think 38, 40 states.
That's fantastic.
And most of my practice is most of my therapy practice is on tele via telehealth. And because I'm doing more writing and speaking, it will continue to be like that. That's so I'm great. Seeing more women, African-American women that are like basically what we've been talking about today, trying to sort through their 27 issues, take care of themselves, get themselves together. And, you know, I came through this field mostly seeing children and young adults, and I still do see a lot of young adults, not so much children anymore, but it's really a blessing. I'm learning so much and I get so much from providing therapy to African-American women. It's so fulfilling.
Yeah. Okay. Does anyone else have any thoughts or shares? We have about 5 more minutes before we wrap up for the week. No, it's quiet this morning.
But they kind of like are in.
Good conversation. Great questions.
Yes. You know, sometimes, especially when we have a group once a month, it's kind of hard because it's, you know, the 5 to 10 minutes that it takes you to warm up. But it's all good. And we will continue to do these groups the first Sunday of every month. And we are definitely planning events.
Yes.
So stay tuned.
All right. Thank you for sharing doctor information. Yes. She's been great with me with, and you know, I take one little pill. It's not a high dosage, but it really helps with the depression and the anxiety. And I don't feel like a zombie or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I mean,
For the people that it works with.
Yes.
You know, and I wanted to say something. I didn't mean to exclude the men today. And if somebody's out there that wants to share that's a man, you know, we would be happy to hear from you also, because everything that we talked about today really goes for men too.
Well, I'll share. I think I'm probably one of two on the call. Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right. Sometimes it takes us a little while, I think, to adjust to the new realities. You know, the grief process for us is sometimes sometimes can be a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, because of the love and the care that we have for ourselves, our families, our wives, our kids, you know, we come around and we see things with clearer eyes. And there's not always an immediate solution like we want to provide.
I see that a lot in treatment. The parent, the dad wants what are we going to do? This and that, you know.
So it's a process. It's a process. So it's, the stages of grief, right? You know, it's just continue on that stead. So thank you wives for being patient with us too.
Do you think it's harder for men generally to reach out to get help?
I definitely think so. You know, we need to be strong, right? That's what we are taught to do and to be. Have a solution. You know, let's do this, let's move forward. Everything's gonna be fine. But also at some point, you reach we just need to be open and honest about what's happening, what's going on. And, but that it takes some time.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't think that, you know, we still always trying to find a solution, believe me.
Right. You know, I want to just make an observation. I think that I want to address what you said, but also just want to make an observation. Right. Because the thing is if you could write down steps, you could make a solution. Those are things that appear to be controllable. Right. And it does sort of is a proxy for showing strength. And in our culture, like showing strength and anger are like the two acceptable emotions for men. Right. Anything else is not acceptable. But my observation is that when I have men that are a part of couples and are in my office, oftentimes the dad is the most emotional, has the most feelings about what's happening, particularly about their sons, right? But because they put it all in there for 50 years or 45 years, and they've never had a place to vent it. So when they finally do get in a therapist's office that looks like them, that seems like she is trustworthy, it just sort of all comes out. And it's such in contrast with what we hear about men, right? But I'm seeing that they are feeling it, they are experiencing it, but they rarely have places to let it out.
I certainly agree. Yeah, 100%. It's part of it. It's part of it. Thank you for that.
Yeah. And thank you for being here and for sharing this morning. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Well, it's 9:55 this morning. We are almost out of time. Dr. Linda, do you want to share any final words? And then Dr. Vicky, if you could do our closing prayer, that would be amazing.
I want to say I'm something is just moving me to tell y'all to breathe. I mean, like literally right now, inhale through your nose 4 seconds, hold it for seven, and exhale for eight. And I'm gonna do it right now. So one last time, just inhale for four, hold for seven, and exhale for eight through your mouth. That is a breathing that brings down your sympathetic nervous system, the anxiety based system. And when you're stuck and when you're having those days where you can't control your anxiety, just take a few minutes. Inhale four through your nose, hold for seven, and exhale loudly through your mouth. And I'm going to end it there.
That's awesome. Thank you. I needed that this morning. I did three of those. Made a big difference just in that moment. So thank you. And I'm going to put the survey link in the chat. Please, if you have a moment, click on that. Just two quick questions. And then turn it over to Dr. Vicky for a prayer if you're available.
I am. Thank you, Kelly.
Awesome.
Thank you again, Dr. Linda. 478. I got it. Everybody, write that down. 478. What comes to mind as I close with prayer is a few verses in Psalm 23 that says, He leads me beside the still waters, He restores my soul. And so when Dr. Linda said, breathe, that's the prayer. Thank you, God, for this pause today. Thank you for this interruption in our routines, in our exhaustion. Thank you for giving us permission to rest, to be replenished, and to be restored. Thank you for this community of the Sunrise Project. Thank you for Kelly and her vision. Thank you that all that she has been through, going through, and coming out of is so that she can be more powerful and impactful in the lives of those called to her light. Thank you for the Sunrise team. Thank you for the House of Joy. Thank you for this beautiful day that you've given to us. Continue to bless and strengthen Dr. Linda. We appreciate her generosity. So, God, replenish her, return to her all that she has poured out. Plus some. We thank you for every person, every man, woman, every household represented on this call. Thank you for everyone that is here. Thank you for those that are coming because we are growing, because the harvest is ripe. And so we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise for the opportunity to serve each other in this way. Remind us of 478. Thank you for tools to keep us in divine health and in perfect peace. And until we meet again, keep us safe, continue to give us wisdom, and continue to be a refreshing in each of our lives. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Dr. Linda.
You're so welcome.
That was
Y'all have a great
Amen.
week.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Linda. Thank you, Dr. Vicky. That was beautiful. Thank you for the pause. And we will be back next Sunday at 9 a.m. Please join us. Have a beautiful day, everyone.